read this again, is I think that what really tripped us up and where we really were at a loss to respond was donations and volunteers. And I think that everyone saw the CSD as the focal point for if somebody wanted to donate or if somebody wanted to volunteer. We had hundreds of phone calls and hundreds of people coming by with pieces of water and donuts and, you know, arms of towels and sweaters and blankets and people who wanted to volunteer. And so it just, that was not our role in this evacuation shelter. You know, after a couple of days, we finally had a description for ourselves, and the Red Cross did the helped evacuees, and they coordinated volunteers. The Salvation Army was the kitchen, and Ike and I and the rest of us, we were the landlords, and that's how we described it. And I think everybody kind of got what our role was. We were really the facility, and we wanted to make sure the facility was working for everyone. So. My comment to the county and to Red Cross is going to be there absolutely needs to be someone who can centralize that, because I think it would be much more effective if that was done. So the other thing, you know, there was never any clear messaging regarding donations. We would have all the things that we need. We still bring donations here, and yet others were posting, oh, they need dog food. So it became very confusing for people. Also, it was really difficult for Red Cross folks to tell people about, and so, or redirect them. So I would say that. I think that it should be noted that if the number of evacuees increases, and if we're using both the assembly hall and the gymnasium, we could have twice as the number of evacuees, which would be good to serve that number of people, but it would probably need to shut down the pool. The men's restroom especially, the evacuees used the gymnasium restrooms, the men's restroom especially was almost not enough. And so we would probably need to use those swimming pool restrooms to accommodate everyone. We were doing that anyway, a large part of the day when the swim team wasn't there. But I think that it got pretty busy around here with all those evacuees, and I think it would be better for the swim team, you know, not to be here if we had much more. It should be noted that the shelter does displace all of our indoor programming. This shelter came at a good opportune time because we were not back up and running because of the COVID. I will share with you that we got a call from County OES today to see if we could activate as a shelter starting on Sunday. And it's because of the incoming storm and the risk of mudslides. And so our response to them was that we could accommodate in the assembly hall. So, and that was one of the points in my report, is that we don't have a formal agreement with the county. It is just that we are available. If they call us, we may be available. And so we shared with them what we could do for them starting on Sunday and into next week in the assembly hall. So, you know, so we can... We may not be available, and so I think that it's really going to be your general manager and your staff who are going to have a conversation when the call comes in to say, you know, is this something that we can accommodate or not? So, and then probably the other key point, and I think we're much better educated now, is establishing roles and responsibilities early with all of the entities that were here. You know, I think that... and we finally landed on it when we would describe ourselves to people, but it was pretty confusing initially, you know, who was responsible for what, and what role County OES played. Well, they were the overseers of Red Cross, you know. what does Marshall Hospital do? Because Marshall Hospital was here, and what role do they play? Mm-hmm. What role does the county and human services mm-hmm. play here? So, you know, there was a lot of, there were a lot of moving parts for us to keep up with. Anything to add?
Okay.
I was just going to say, I think Jill nailed it on the head there. Eventually, we became the, you know, the landlords, mm-hmm. but it took probably seven days
wow.
To get to that point. it's the first time any of us have ever been through anything like this. So, but the other thing I want to say is the staff that are working here for the district did a phenomenal job. And I know you guys set up a dinner for all of them, but I, as the superintendent, couldn't have been more proud of my staff and their ability to step up and work overtime and do whatever needed to be done to make sure that the evacuees were taken care of. It just stepped up in ways that I never would have suspected, I guess. So it was mm-hmm. very, I guess it was very cool to see what the district and staff are capable of doing when something like that happens, mm-hmm. where people's hearts and stuff are at. It was awesome.
Thank you for this report. This is good information. Let's go and open up for questions from directors. Director Bassett.
So I noticed we lost $6,000 in revenue potentially on the gym, and then if the swim team was not using the pool, we would not be collecting fees. Is there any income stream that we should be happy to do when we ask the district to do this on our landlord? If we're paying the landlords, we should be charging rent, I guess.
what we, I did some quick math on our costs today. Christina is working to finalize those. We had about $15,000 worth of staff costs, and we had about $5,000 worth of service and supply costs between electricity, utilities, disposal service, water, repairs to the facility, you know, with the hardware and stuff like that. So it's just under $20,000 that we will bill out, and we, you know, it's yet to be seen what we're going to be reimbursed for, but we're hopeful to be reimbursed for all of it, either through Red Cross or through the county.
And then I noticed a lot of people I talked to, that they felt more comfortable sleeping in their cars or whatever vehicle they might have had, but they still were using our facilities, food and bathrooms and showers and so forth. I noticed that we didn't get a porta potties in until, I don't know, a week or a week. It seems like that should be an automatic setting it up the first day. That's a critical element, I think, is that porta potty.
Yes. Yeah. What happened, the bathrooms were going fine, and then we had a urinal in the men's bathroom go down, and then we had a stall in the women's restroom go down. This one got the porta potties in.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's way more than our facilities. Our whole parking structure, people felt very safe and very comfortable here. So, I mean, don't underestimate that part, because that's another element. And I just wonder if there's anything beyond porta potties that would be a factor for those folks who are choosing to stay in their cars or their other vehicles.
It was important to us for everyone to register, even if they were in our parking lot. Because we wanted to know who was here, you know, or at least Red Cross to know who's here. And also, we wanted them to be able to come in to use, whether it's the restroom out there or the facilities in here.
Yeah. And then the I noticed that a lot of Red Cross people were out of the area, which was interesting to me. So they weren't familiar with our community. Also, I really think it would be nice to have I bought my computer in the first day, but it would have been nice to have a TV set up with a channel, and that would be a nice donation item to have that set up, because people were really anxious to know whatever news was out there. So, and not everybody has a cell phone or a laptop or whatever. But I think we did an amazing job. I really do.
Thank you, Director Mazza. Any questions, other directors?
The need was established that we need some sort of agreement with the county or these other agencies. Is that something that's on the to-do list?
I don't know that we would ever have a formal agreement with the county, because I think they call, and then if we are agreeable, Red Cross sets up, and Red Cross has the facility use agreement. So there is a facility use agreement with Red Cross, that we now know that. It was not executed at the beginning. Mike and Red Cross did a walkthrough, but there was not an agreement executed. And things get pretty busy, and so, you know, I don't want to, you know, cast blame on anybody, but next time we know to ask for that. It was executed at the end of when we did the final walkthrough.
Oh, my gosh.
We signed the final agreement.
Okay, so we did actually have a contract. Okay, thank you.
Other questions, directors? Director Crossan.
Thank you so much for this important debrief. And I don't want to sit here this evening and try to solve everything, because that's not what our job is tonight. But I do want to take some of these points and next year or sometime, and I'm not sure what committee, but see if we can do something about them. Like the, you know, not... I mean, I've from any reading I've done on emergencies, that does seem to be a big problem, is that just the volume of donations and the volume of volunteers and managing that. And I know VOAD, V-O-A-D, out of Sacramento, it seems like they are set up to do that. They train volunteers to manage that. And I wonder if in the future we can identify a community member. Somebody would need to work with VOAD, find a community member. I thought that because we had an emergency, I actually thought they would be here and kind of be doing that role, but I don't know how that gets activated. Anyway, something to, I'm not sure what committee to think about that, but, and I'm just, you know, I know that one of our tasks as a committee, as a board, going forward as well, is to really think big about our messaging in general, but right now it seems like it's largely kind of Kim's job, I think, to kind of be the messenger to some degree.
She manages
the website, and mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that is not necessarily, I don't know if it would necessarily be fair to just be like, you, rec person, you are now the messenger when this mm-hmm. situation happens, but I think this is the kind of thing it would be good to talk about mm-hmm. again. Mm-hmm. And again, maybe VOAD could provide some guidance mm-hmm. and training. And Monique asked my other question about the agreement, so that's all my comments. So thank you, and thank you and your staff for just being awesome. So.
All right, any other questions? I would like to add a question. I didn't see any mention of security. And because it was 24 hours and we were relying on some staff to do that, I know Mike, you stayed here one night, and Jose and others did too. Would there be a need in the future to consider just an outside contract with a security service, especially if we have people in the parking lot? Where at night we would cordon that off, where somebody could just be present, because it's an unusual, unstable situation just to have somebody not lean on district staff for that.
Yeah, I do know that Red Cross did provide 24-hour service, so there were between 5 and 7 people from Red Cross here through the night.
Okay,
were they in the parking lot? But not, as far as like actual security officers, there was nothing.
Okay. So that would be a suggestion I would add to future consideration, just because I don't want you or somebody else on staff to have to deal with a security situation, let alone Red Cross, because some of the they're trained to care for people, they're not necessarily trained for that.
Yeah.
So that might be an important consideration for future piece too.
I do know we had a large sheriff presence here. I don't know if they were here throughout the night, but you know they were active and stationed here during the day.
I mean, there's some natural safety here, the way that just our facility and our boundaries are. However, just then I think that would actually provide an extra layer of comfort to the people who are here, knowing there's somebody strolling. So that was my piece to that. Otherwise, any other questions? Okay, open up for public comment. Seeing no public here to comment, we'll close public comment, bring it back to directors for any other discussion. Is there anything you want to add to the discussion on this? I'm just thrilled, not just that we did it, but that we had this afterwards to then get better. We've talked before about how this establishes us just a little more, not just as a local entity, but as a regional entity, and that thrills me. That's going to create some work for us, but I think we're up for that. So I'm really, really happy with this. I want to thank staff, not just for their efforts there, but the debrief, the postmortem on this. It's good.
So, General Manager, is this going to be shared with OES or County? Where does this go, I guess?
I'll send it to both Red Cross and to County OES when we send the invoice for our reimbursing our costs.
Will something come from that? Will be there some formal kind of boundary issues or kind of rules or suggestions? Or
I can have a conversation with Margaret Moore. She's a board member for Red Cross. It would probably be who would do that. And then Christine O.C. Guth is my contact with her. So I'll probably sit down with her. So I don't know that there is necessarily an outcome from this final report, but influencing, some changes for the future would be good.
Yeah. Well, it's just we've learned a lot, and we're going to be losing you, so don't want that information totally lost.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the effort we're going to do this, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm looking forward to hearing how much we get reimbursed for in the future.
Yeah.
Yes, so if we can ask for that to come back, mm-hmm. whether it's we'll you or later. Okay. All right, unless there's any other discussion on this, this is a receive, discuss, and file action. So we are done then with general business item 17. Moving now to number 18. Agenda item 18, regular special district representative seat number 2, Eldorado LAFCO. The action here is to nominate general manager.
So,
do
we need a motion to nominate one of the three candidates as the top candidate, and then we need a number 2 candidate and a number 3 candidate. We've got 3 candidates here. Tim Light with the Eldorado Hills Fire Department. And then you have Tim Light. What do they do?
Yeah, he's at the end. It's at the end.
Okay.
Just before the election ballot.
And Monique.
Okay. All right, so we have 3 nominees for this. Do we have any questions from the directors?
It's number 18 in the binder.
Correct.
I guess
on page 2 of 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Director Carlson.
I'm confused. I think this is a process question. I had misunderstood. I thought we were looking to nominate kind of an unelected, not necessarily unelected, but a general member of the community. I thought we'd already.
So there's 2 things happening right now.
Okay.
With LAFCO. So I apologize that I wasn't better in clarifying it. LAFCO is recruiting for a public member alternate.
Oh, that's why I'm confused. Okay. We got that email, and that's not this.
That is not this.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So what happened was just a couple of months ago, you nominated Monique.
Yes. This is a follow-up to that.
Yes.
One of the folks that was serving, who was recently nominated, left and resigned.
Okay.
So now that's open again, in my mind, your binders might be just fine. I don't seem to have something for Michael Saunders in my binder.
Okay.
I saw him last time. So he did the Georgetown Public Security District. The nomination form, I just need to understand from the board who your top candidate, your second top candidate, and your third top candidate is.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
make
a motion.
In normal procedure, we ask questions, open up, and we'll make sure we get it all done. Do we have any questions? No questions? Okay. Open up for public comment. There is no public here. We will close public comment. Bring it back to the board for discussion or action.
I'll just make a comment.
Comment, yes.
I think that Cameron Park is at a really important point in terms of potential growth and boundaries, and I think it would really be in the community's best interest to have somebody who is so involved with Cameron Park be part of LAFCO. So I would think it would make a lot of sense for us to support Monique for this.
Any other discussion from directors? Okay. I would second that idea very much. We need a seat at the table for everything coming. And I think Monique is a fabulous representative of our community, not just for the board, but for the community. It brings the experience of what she's done here to that. And asking the right questions. They need somebody who will ask the questions. And Monique will do that excellently. So, do we have any other discussion? Do we have a motion? We need to We need to rank these three candidates, 1, 2, and 3, so.
Could we ask Monique at this time if she's comfortable?
Well, she's already said she is. That's why her name's on here.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Thank you.
Not a problem. So we have three candidates. It sounds like as a board, do we have any trouble, I'll just ask, do we have any trouble nominating Monique as our number one candidate? Okay.
Here, here, aye,
so,
aye.
Let's make a motion to rank these candidates. Do we have any other discussion on the other two? We have Michael Saunders from Georgetown Divide Public Utility District. We have Timothy White from El Dorado Hills Water District, a.k.a. Fire. Yes?
So I'm looking strategically, who would be the weaker one that we would want to vote for to run against Monique?
Remember, you're on public record here.
We'll get the fewest votes. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe it's better to say who would be the next best candidate should they not see the wisdom that Monique is the best.
Okay, who would be the next best candidate for us to support?
Correct.
Thank you for that.
All right, so do we have a motion for rankings? I know Monique is holding out because she's in that and wants it's probably us to do that. So I'll just go ahead and do this.
Okay.
I suggest that we do a ranking of Monique number 1, Michael Saunders number 2. Timothy White, number 3. That is my motion.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. General Manager, would you do a roll call?
I have a question.
Yes.
Why did you choose Saunders over White? I thought the last time you looked at these names, it was the other way around. For you?
I think it is more about the makeup of the whole board, just representing across the county was my position this time. We are the number one choice. And so now it would be another smaller agency that might not have a voice. That was my approach.
Okay, roll call is Director Hill.
Aye.
Director Carlson.
Aye.
Director Bazette.
Aye.
Director Scobie.
Aye.
And Director Wooten.
Aye.
That's great.
All righty.
Wonderful. Okay.
Congratulations, Marty. Good luck.
All right, good luck to you.
Second time to turn, third time out.
Okay. All right. So let me go back to the agenda here. With that, we have finished our general business. Number 18, now we move to board information items. So this will be committee chair report outs. Start with budget and admin. Most of what, if not all of what you approved tonight, mostly on consent agenda is what we did last time, or what we did at our last meeting. Looking at initial first quarter fiscal year 21 to 22 budget and actuals. We had a great discussion on 20, where we are at the 2021, right? 2020-2021 budget as we start moving toward audit, and we're looking forward to bringing those numbers forward. I encourage you to take a look at the Budget and Admin Committee's reports for that. It looks like we're coming out in a really good place at the end of the 2020-21 fiscal year. In the black is what we're looking at right now, and hopefully significantly. So that is just beyond wonderful. So that's a big piece to bring forward to you all. We're looking forward to having more of that later this year. Anything else, Director Carlson, you want to add to that report?
No, very thorough. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Please note, and this is just for other discussion later, items for future committee meetings coming forward, El Dorado disposal, the food waste recycling, that's going to come up on discussion, and there's some snags there, so expect some discussion to come forward. And that gives you a little lead time just to get up to speed on that. That was the legislation that was passed for organics. We had talked about El Dorado disposal doing some pilot programs in our community, and the whole thing just, of course, gets more complicated.
Mm.
So they're going to be coming to us with some items that'll come to the board later, but just want you to have some time to even read up a little on that. Okay, that's it for budget and admin. Next, we have CC&R committee. Director Scobie.
I was absent.
Yes. So, Director Scobie was absent. So, Director Wooten, you are the sitting other member on there. Can you give us a CC&R report?
I was there. However, Don Shoup Jin was there.
At the CC, you were at the CCNR meeting?
I was there.
And then Cindy was there with you because he was filling in for Monique.
Yeah. One of the things that I thought was kind of nice is that we're going to update the CCNR handbook, and that will come in November.
Awesome.
And the rest are numbers, if you want me to read how many legal, how many pre-legal.
I think you're okay. We can, we can save you that.
Okay. But I am happy we're going to have an updated CCNR handbook.
Director Bazinet, did you have anything to add to that?
Yes, it was interesting. A year ago, we were looking at the process of nominating or renominating members, and it seems like that has been resolved, and that's something that our board president will be nominating or choosing among the people. So that issue is in the past, which it was nice to see how smoothly that is moving forward.
Okay. And I'll add to that just a reminder to my fellow directors that, as it's in this report, annual committee member appointments deadline for submitting interest is December 15th. So we are going to need some other folks to apply and be a part of this, so please be canvassing your community. I've already gotten my quota. I challenge you to do the same. But go after folks, and particularly just continue to keep people involved and connected. This is a great entry point, CCNR and ARC committees. So I encourage you to go after that. Thank you. All right, next, fire and emergency services. So Director Bazinet, back to you.
Well, I think the main thing was the train tower, and we needed $9,100. We're pulling that from impact fees. And it was related to, apparently the original bid did not include the electrical, and there's pretty sophisticated, I guess they set up fires and smoke and heat and all that stuff that you need pretty good electrical in there, is that correct?
That's correct. There's a sensors for thermostats that will determine the temperature inside the building for both safety and the construction of the building.
Mm-hmm. So that was the only big item, I think, for that. And we introduced our new chief.
Okay. Wonderful. And the other piece there were some questions reporting back from the Rural Fire Capacity Grant. There had been some questions at the prior board meetings, so if you check out the answer to that, or you can talk to other community members, or committee members, excuse me. All right, Parks and Recreation, Director Carlson.
I was actually not at the Parks and Rec meeting due to a family health scare. And I think, honestly, we've pretty much heard today what I believe was presented at Parks, but Sid, did you want to talk?
Yeah, so the main thing, of course, was the splash feature, but the other one, which also was the same presenters, was on Eastwood Park, and they really had some ideas on that, and that's the one where we had the public meeting, and so basically, some things that would be incorporated in that park, but would be appropriate and have the community members would be happy with. So, and there were simple things, I think they're listed, but they want a new sign, maybe some picnic tables, ping pong tables, kind of more some central features, a dog water fountain, some signage, irrigation boxes, and arborists to inspect the trees, and maybe some low profile climbing things. The people in that meeting like the openness of the park, how serene it is, and the open end of play. And so we just kind of took some ideas for that. And I think that's going to be further developed. Is that not correct, General Manager? Okay. And it'll come back to a more formal presentation to the board or to the committee.
It'll come back to the Parks and Rec Committee.
Okay. Thank you, Director Bazinet. All right, so that closes out, we have the General Manager Recruitment Ad Hoc Committee simple report out on this as we are continuing to move forward in search for General Manager. And when action is taken, we'll bring that forward as a report to board and the public. Okay. So anything else to add to that, Director Carlson?
Nope, that sums it up.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. All right, moving now to General Manager matters to and from board members and staff. We've covered all committee pieces. I'll just open up to members of the board, are there any other items to bring forward? Anything you want to share? We'll start, Director Scobie.
I had great fun because I went to the Cops and Bodies event.
Good morning.
And I entered my Tesla in the classic car.
Oh.
And people were actually interested. I could be sitting in it and talking about
That's
it. And it was
cool.
Nice to share some new technology. It was fun. And I got to see all kinds of people and food trucks. And apparently it was highly successful with tons of people and airplanes. And it did the flyover and everything. It was really fun.
That's cool.
And then I also went to South Lake Tahoe with Sid and Mike, and went to the Special District Leadership Academy and completed that. I was in a different track than Mike and Sid, and look forward to giving you guys a real quick briefing of what my takeaways from that. That was kind of fun. And then, after a discussion today on the parks, it occurred to me that we might want to consider maybe an ad hoc committee for fundraising. Throw that out there, something to discuss with the budget admin, whatever our process would be, and get started on that right away. And that's all I have.
Duly noted. Thank you, Director Scobie. Director Bassett.
I also got to the Cops and Robbers event, and it was just amazing to see all the people and just enjoying that mark and people happy and relaxed. Mm-hmm. Just a whole range of vehicles and people, and so that was fun just to walk around and talk to people. And also, we're going to do a presentation next month, aren't we? But I learned a lot and I made some interesting connections on the training up at South Lake Tahoe. And then I guess as a member of the fire committee, I've actually been requesting maybe a tour of different fire stations, and I just talked to you about that. Some of the different fire stations in our general community, the county, and just become more knowledgeable and aware of what is out there and how they look and where they operate and that sort of thing. So that's, I think it's an ongoing learning process for me to learn more about those fire resources in our community. I also lastly did attend the legislative town hall meeting the other night, which was in this building, and it was an interesting group, and I again raised issues around fire safety in our community, so it brought a lot of response from an awful lot of people. But anyway, it's been an interesting month.
Actually, I attended that as well. It wasn't very full because I don't know. I think maybe because there was a lot of publicity ahead of time. It came in really short. Is that right? Not a whole lot of lead time. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't at all like 2 years ago when the place was packed. So
yes, remember that.
Just trying to shift.
Okay. I'll just go down the line. I'll report myself. Not as much report out. I had to actually be out of town for the Cops and Robbers. I was really disappointed. I'd love hearing the report on that. Two things. Just some of you have already been contacted or hear the discussion around Rasmussen Pond. Just make sure that we're all aware that that is a discussion coming our way. So I know the general manager has been contacted too, so we're just discussing that and looking at it. Just a reminder to us as a board that this has not been an agenda item. We don't have a position on this. We are community members, but just a reminder to make sure we're careful in what we say, what we support, because we cannot do that yet as members of the board. So, just a discussion point, but it's coming up, and it's an important conversation. And it sounds like there's a lot of people getting into it, which we love having our community involved in things. So, that's coming. The second piece I just wanted to point out is I want to thank the general manager for coming to my class last month. I teach a career exploration class, and I try to bring in people from different veins of business and careers and vocations, and the general manager came and let me interview her in front of my class to talk about her journey professionally, to where she's at now, to what she does, and just was wonderful to have her there. So I just wanted to thank you publicly for that and let you know these are the little things she does on the side that represent us well. And I've had some students ask me a little more about Cameron Park and the district and some things like that. So, and I'm actually trying to steer some students toward different things that could be careers in our district, because I think some of them would fit well.
What grade?
It's high school, so juniors and seniors.
Accounting.
Working people, right?
Clerk board.
So thank you, General Manager. Really appreciate that. Well done. Okay, Director Carlson.
I don't have anything else to add right now. So thank you.
Director Wooten, anything to report?
No.
Matters to or from? Okay. We've heard from staff. Anything else from staff at this point?
No, I know that I was going to say it's getting late, so I won't give an oral report to my general manager. But what I'll do is, I know a couple of you were like, oh, there's no general manager's report. So why don't I just email it to you?
Okay.
So I can let you know.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay. So we have general matters to and from, upcoming trainings and community meetings, CSDA Gold Country workshop.
Yeah, we're, and the topic is going to be parliamentary procedures. So we did that a couple of years ago. We're going to do that again. It'll be abbreviated. It won't be quite so long. The workshop is going to be at the El Dorado Hills Pavilion, starting at 9 o'clock, 9 to noon. And there's no charge, you know, to come. So. We are still putting together promotional materials because I'm still confirming the speakers. So just you have that on your radar. We'll confirm back with you.
Okay.
21 Harvard.
And I'll just add, I went to it a couple of years ago, and it was a really good training.
Very good.
It was very good, yeah.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
Do you have a date for November 17th?
November
17th. I have that as our board meeting.
Yeah.
It's 9 in the morning.
Oh, got it.
There you go. Okay, last piece is a solar project update, General Manager.
We should be live by the end of the year. Yeah, so county permit through our county is going to do final inspections here pretty soon. And
just wait for PG&E to wrap up the interconnection.
Yeah, they're putting lights underneath the solar panels at the community center at the end of the last week of this month.
Okay. Wonderful. And what's the status then on Station 89?
Same.
Same. Same for both?
Yeah. In fact, they may be ahead of us.
Our interconnection was done about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we didn't have exterior parking lighting, so we don't have lighting underneath the structure. So we're ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. Great. Almost there.
Almost there.
All right. So that comes to the end of our...
Just a
quick
question. So, how are people liking the shade over there at the fire station? Is it working out well? Is it in
the
way? Is anyone happy? Any comments?
We were concerned on the height of it, but when everything was assembled, it's no factor due to the slope of the driveway and the height of the structure at the peak. Our engines have no issue going around or
coming back.
Maneuvering. Parking is not an issue. And then we also have one electric vehicle outlet that's still going to be connected, and it's not in place yet.
Right.
That's the only thing we're waiting on the structure of the fire station.
Okay. Great. Thanks for the question. Okay, Mike, something else?
I just have one thing. If anybody was interested on this Friday, we're going to be having a meeting out at the skate park with all the users of the skate park. Got some community messaging going out just to talk about ideas and just some of the things that have been happening lately. Just to try to build a rapport with the users out there. So the district's going to provide refreshments and snacks and just set up a time to kind of chat with the users and get to know them a little bit more.
What time is that?
It's at 5 o'clock on Friday.
Okay.
This.
Thank you. This is coming Friday.
The day after tomorrow.
Out at the skate park.
2 days from now.
It's supposed to rain, but we're going to be there anyway. So uh-huh. Rain or shine.
And Boom Bash is here.
That's right afterwards.
Yes.
Yes.
So okay. Last time we did that, we kind of had some issues we needed to discuss. That this isn't being prompted by any issues, this is just outreach.
No, it is being prompted by issues, but it's kind of the start of what we saw last time this happened, so we're trying to catch it early. We closed the skate park about a month ago for 4 days. And ever since then, we haven't seen any issues at all for over a month, but we want to stay ahead of it. It's something that is a department that we want to do on a regular basis. Out there with the users and just try to build a relationship with them. And COVID kind of derailed that, but I think we're at a point where we can start doing that again.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That brings us to the end of our board information items. Next part is, before we go to convene a closed session public comment, Normally we'd open that up. There are no public present, so we will move now to convene to closed session.